Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Our show today is going to feature education throughout the program. Later on, we'll get an update from USD 475 Geary County Schools and Dr. Reginald Eggleston, but we're going to start first off talking Riley County Schools, and USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams is joining us here today. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on. John Cox, we'll see if, I know he's got the invite out. We'll see if he'll join us here as well. He's the superintendent of Blue Valley, but Cliff is here with us, and you're out of school, as I understand.
That's right, Brandon. We dismissed on Friday, May 14th due to the bond project. We're trying to wrap that project up here, and so we had asked our patrons to have a three-month summer, and the crews have already started, and it's just a busy beehive over here.
That is what I've heard, and you got a lot of construction going on over there. If I remember right, there's a big road project right in front of the high school.
Yeah, that's kind of been a twist to the project there, but I guess they're replacing a culvert there, and we will be displaced until possibly September, and so we're hoping that maybe at least that section of the road is good and dry and it doesn't slow down the work, and we can start like normal in August.
All right. Well, good to know. Well, knowing that the school year is over, obviously this past year was a little not as usual as normal school years. But that being said, I know you have a lot of thanks you want to put out there today.
We do, and thank you for bringing that up. We can't begin to thank our students and our parents and our staff and our community for the last 15 months. You know, as it's all evolved, it's like many things, you know, our group is so patient and kind and understanding, and they just displayed those traits over these 15 months. And we were so fortunate to have a whole school year that we were in session. We had backup plans in case we had to go to plan B, but we didn't have to use those. And we started with several remote kids, and they came back to us, not 100%, but quite a few of them due to the efforts of so many. And so we just want to pass on that we greatly appreciate all the efforts and dedication, and just want to say thank you.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, obviously their help out, you can't do it without the parents. Again, cooperation is a big part of the whole effort.
Oh, totally. We are so blessed with the families that we have at Riley. We have close to 450 different families, and they are wonderful. You know, and it seems like the tougher the scenario, the more gracious they are. And it's just amazing. It's a great place to be, a great place to raise a family, and we are just so blessed.
Now, as far as turnover, I know that's always a thing here at the end of the school year you got to deal with. And as far as retirees, do you have a whole bunch?
We do. We've actually are losing seven folks that have close to 170 years of experience, and we wish them the best of luck. You know, we're sad on our end of things because all that knowledge is walking out the door, but they're turning a new chapter in their life, and just would like to recognize Marsha Goff, Judy Driesen, Barb Cunningham, Doyle Jones, Deb and Dave Bisnett, and Teresa Grant. So it runs from a teacher aide to a bus driver to teachers to a principal. We're very fortunate that we've been able to hire those eight positions with some superstars, and we're looking forward to that. We did have a few family situations that we're still looking for two teacher jobs right now, and so we're hoping that we can fill those as well. It's a pretty competitive market out there right now, especially this time of year when we're not far from June, but I'm confident our crews will find some good folks, and we'll get them coached up, and we'll be ready for a new school year.
Well, that's good. And obviously, you always need good teachers. That's always an industry that has a big need. And it sounds to me like, you know, there's so many jobs open right now. And that's always the case with education.
Oh, definitely. You know, again, we kind of always joke, we kind of steal from each other. and shuffle them around. And you understand as people try to advance themselves. You know, we've had some other staff that have left as well, and for family reasons and those types of things. And you enjoy the time you had with them, but you do have to sharpen your pencil and get creative. And, you know, hopefully your reputation is really positive, that people want to come and join your team and your family. And we've been so fortunate. Last year we had nine that we lost as well, and we were able to fill them with some wonderful people. And so we hope we keep that track record going in the same direction.
Absolutely. Well, you get through the school year. I want to maybe just touch real quickly on graduation. How did that go for you guys? Because did you graduate the same weekend that you got out of school?
We did. We dismissed on that Friday, and then that Saturday we actually had promotion at 11 a.m. for our eighth graders. And then at 3 p.m. we had our high school graduation. And it was so great to get to see the kids' faces, because we were at that stage we didn't have to wear masks. And they actually got to walk across the stage and shake the hands of the board members. And there's so many family members were there. We allowed 12 per family to come in. And, you know, being a smaller school, we had the space to be able to do that. And so we had two wonderful assemblies and lots of family there. And it was, you know, kind of bittersweet, because you wish those seniors the best of luck. You're sad to see them go, but there's some go-getters in that class, and we look for great things from them. So we were so happy to be able to have kind of a traditional graduation.
I know we touched, I did a story on Blue Valley's high school graduating class. They had a class of four. How big was the class at Riley County?
I think we were at 56.
Okay, so a little, quite a bit bigger.
Yeah,
in comparison.
But not too big. Right. I think we had 58 eighth graders we promoted as well.
Okay. And the numbers kind of trending the same way between there?
Yeah. Our upper grades, we have the largest population, and then we're kind of trending down, unfortunately. But one unique thing we had this year is the special ed preschool that has been up at Blue Valley ended up is going to be transferred over to our district. And we kind of found out late, but it's been a good thing. And we've already had several folks sign up for that. And so a number looks like it's going to trend up. Yeah, there's lots of things that always occur over the summer before you really find out your true number there in September when you get started. But if the signs that we have right now are any indication, I think maybe we'll gain those back, or at least we're thinking positive about it, Brandon.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And Superintendent Cliff Williams joining us here from USD 378 Riley County Schools. As we get into summer, we start talking about summer activities and summer school. What do you got going on this time of year?
Well, it's great you say that, because summer has begun right away for us. On Monday, we started our summer conditioning for all of our athletics and student body. We open that to all the student body. You don't have to be an athlete to come out and do that. All of our camps right now are scheduled to occur over the summer months. We're going to have to be a little creative. We're actually opening our new gym at the grade school and using the north gym at the high school, because our south gym has all our furniture in it. With all of our remodeling going on, we're touching every classroom this summer, but it hasn't stopped anything but summer school. We weren't able to host summer school because of the remodeling, but everything else is normal as scheduled. And so it's good to get back to a traditional summer.
Well, that's good to hear. And obviously construction is a good thing. It kind of inconveniences you for a little bit, but you know, I think overall it'll be a good project in the end.
Oh yeah, you almost feel giddy right now. You walk in every day and it's always changing. We're in the demo stage right now, again, with the remodeling going on. The new additions, they're wrapping them up, and you can see the new colors and the cabinets and the smells. And I tell you, the enthusiasm is building, and it'll be exciting to come back in August and host an open house and let our patrons see all the changes, because some of the spaces are really going to look different. I wish I could paint a picture right here as we're talking today, but we've seen some renderings of those, and I just can't wait for the finished product. It's going to be very exciting.
Great. We're talking with Cliff Williams here, USD 378 Superintendent. We're going to step aside, come back, and continue in focus after these words from our sponsors on News Radio KMAN.